During each and every holiday season, a lot of us think of people in need of shelter, warm clothing, and food. And then there are others who are keeping our four-legged friends in mind as well.
The demand and need for care for these animals is just overwhelming.
Show Your Soft Side, which is based in Baltimore City, was founded on the idea of changing the mindset of young people when it comes to abusing animals. It was launched in part by the late Lori Smith, a former 98 Rock and WBL promotions director who died after a battle with cancer. Since its creation, the group has branched out, in particular for stray and abandoned cats, with what they call the Street Kitty Medical Fund. Co-founder and board president Sandy Risette says the nonprofit partners with local vets to cover expenses.
We launched it in May of 2019, and it was to kind of help around the edges, because these cats, let's say if somebody had dental disease, I mean, then their teeth rot, then they can't eat, and then they're emaciated, and then they're prey for other animals.
Show Your Soft Side relies heavily on volunteers, those who run community cat colonies to care for numerous animals that come their way. Fellow co-founder Caroline Griffin calls the cat caretakers their first responders.
We have an estimated 82,000 cats living on the streets of Baltimore, and they're so vulnerable to injury, illness, and abuse.
65% of cats treated through the medical fund are so-called friendlies, cats that were once pets that had a home.
The problem, I think, really became much worse with COVID, because in the early days of COVID, before there were any vaccines, veterinary clinics were closed with the exception of emergencies. There was no spay-neuter for these animals. And so those animals have gone on to reproduce, compounding the problem.
Over the years, Risette says they've seen a difference with their work.
I feel like we have not only saved and changed the lives for many of these cats, but we've also impacted the people that are caring for them. And again, these are people that are getting no support anywhere else.
And it's getting attention and financing. From celebrity spokespeople to Tito's Vodka recently agreeing to a $20,000 sponsorship. And while they can always use donations, both Griffin and Risette say the public can also pitch in for their volunteer caretakers.
They're there 365 days a year, on Christmas, on Thanksgiving, on New Year's Eve, in rain, snow, sleet, hail.
They are desperate for feeders in Park Heights and Penn North. A lot of these ladies go into some really rough neighborhoods, but if they didn't, these cats would just slowly starve to death.
You can find out more at showyoursoftside.org. For Project Community, Ken Duffy, WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5.